Daf Lamed He. I said Lamed Ches, rather. I'm sorry. Today's Daf Lamed Ches. So the mission begins. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yom Tov HaSamech LaShabbos Bein Umflana Bein Melacharev Ma'arv Adam Shnei Eruvim. A person, let's say it's back to back Shabbos Yom Tov. Yom Tov is either Friday or Yom Tov is on Sunday. So it's back to back. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to make a double type of Eruv. He says Ma'arv Adam Shnei Eruvim. You can make Shnei Eruvim. VaOmer and say Eruve Berishon LeMizrach UBeSheni LeMa'arv. You could say for day one you want it to be Eruv for the east, and then for day two it could be for the west, or Berishon LeMa'arv UBeSheni LeMizrach, or the opposite directions. Eruve Berishon UBeSheni Kivnei Iri. You could say one day I want my Eruv to be to the one direction, and the second day I don't want to have any Eruv. I want to just have my regular city limits. Eruve B'sheni UBerishon Kivnei Iri. Any combination you want, you could make. That's all the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. And the underlying point is, because Rabbi Eliezer thinks that there's something called Shnei Kedushos and Kedusha Achas, that do we view Shabbos and Yom Tov as being Kedusha Achas? The Gemara is in Beit talk in great length, and these are the sugyas here in Erevin. If it's Kedusha Achas, they're all one unit, back-to-back Shabbos Yom Tov, then there's no changing. Whatever happens day one has to happen to day two. But if you assume that they're Shnei Kedushos, they're two independent days, so then each day requires its own separate Erev and can have different rules of the Erev. So Rabbi Eliezer thinks that the Shnei Kedushos comes along the Chachamim, they hold Cham Omrim, O Ma'ariv, L'ruach Achas, O Einu Ma'ariv, Kolikr. Either you do one direction for both days, or you can't do anything at all. Now, he's going to repeat the same thing, but a little differently. The Gemara is going to pick this up, and it says, O Ma'ariv L'shnei Yamim, O Einu Ma'ariv, Kolikr. Or you do for 2 days, or nothing else. It sounds like it's the same idea. Either you do one side, and that's it, or you do it for 2 days, and that's it. But so with both, the point is the same point, that you have to do the same side for 2 days, because Chachamim hold it's all Kedusha Achas. There's no separating these 2 days. And again, the Gemara is going to clarify what Chachamim mean. So, Ketzad, how do you do this? So, Ketzad, Yase Molicho, Ketzad Yase, how do you make the Eruv? Molicho Berishon Umach Shechalav. You go to day one, as let's say Thursday night into Friday is the day one, Yom Tov Rishon. So you should go Thursday night, you bring your Erev there, wait for dark to kick in, so Spanish Mashos takes effect, and the Erev is Chal for day one, which is Friday, Yom Tov Rishon. And Venolo, then you could take it back with you, because you're allowed to carry without a Erev, if there's a need to carry it. Uba lo, and B'sheni, you come back the second day, which is Friday night, Shabbos, Mach Shechalav, you wait for Banish Mashos to set in, but you can't bring it back because now Shabbos is a problem of carrying. V'ochlo, you can eat it there if you want to, uba lo, and then you can come home. V'nimtza, mistakir ba'alichas, mistakir ba'iruva, which means you get a schar in your walking, and you get a schar in your Erev. That means, Rashi explains, you get a schar because you're able to get 2,000 amos and extending the area for even Shabbos, and you always get schar because you had your suda there in terms of you got to eat it there. So Rabbi Yonason is one of the Rishonim. Rabbi Yonason asks the question. He says, how can we have to bring the Erev there themselves? We already discussed in the past a little bit. We touched upon that if you're sending a shliach, so then you have to send food. But if you're going on your own, you don't have to actually bring food. You could actually go beraglav and just stay there. So why is the Mishnah here describing you're bringing food if you're bringing it on your own? So he says that even if you're allowed to make an Erev when you're making it for yourself, you don't need bread or suda, it's best. It's best to make a suda even when going by yourself. If you can't bring a suda, then you could rely on just walking there on your own. But if you send a shliach, the only way a shliach works is if there's food. The other answer, he says, you're right. Actually, even the person himself going to make an Erev doesn't even need food. But he says, listen, I'm going to be there and banish mashos. That's the suda time. I don't want to miss a suda. So he happens to say, have my suda there outside, because by the time I get home, I'm going to be late for the suda. So he just decides to have his meal there. But there's actually no halachic significance of having to bring food when you're bringing on your own. What comes out from all this is, when a person makes an Erev on his own, there's 2 days in the Rabbi Yonasan, whether or not ideally he should bring suda, or even l'chachila, there is no need to bring a suda. Either way, that's what he does. I'm catch a 7:40, so let me just try to go faster. I'm sorry. So then he says, so you should go ahead. So day two now, the Friday night. So he says, you go ahead and you take it. And nimsa nimistaker balichaso mistaker beiruvo. So let's say necha barishon. Let's say the Friday night, Thursday night, you set your eruv in, and then it gets eaten. Necha barishon eruve l'rishon vein eruve l'sheni. But let's say chacham hold, even though the chacham hold kedusha achas. But if your Erev gets eaten before Friday night sets in, even the Chachamim will agree the Erev is not going to be a good Erev. So we're going to see the Chachamim at the end of the day, they actually are not sure whether this is Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushos, and they're going back and forth, and therefore they're Machmir on both ends. So even though they agree you can't make 2 separate Erevs, one for Friday, one for Shabbos, they also agree if that Friday Erev doesn't last through Shabbos, it also doesn't work for Shabbos. So they're working on both ends here. So now the Mishnah concludes, Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, Mod matem li shein shtei kedusha. So we see clearly, Rabbi Eliezer points out, the fact that Chachamim agree that you need to have the Erev last for day two as well, must be that there's shtei kedushos. So that's what the Gemara is going to point out and to finish off this dialogue to explain both of their positions. So the Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, at the beginning of the Gemara, the Ruach Achas Mayniu. When Chachamim said that you have to make an Erev either for Ruach Achas one direction or nothing else that works, nothing else that doesn't work at all, what does it mean Ruach Achas? Mayniu, that means L'shnei Yamim, that you need to have one direction for both days. There's no switching back and forth different days. And then when Chacham hold that they said separately, L'shnei Yamim, you need to have an Erev for 2 days long, Mayniu, what that means is 2 days, the Ruach Achas. See, repeated the same thing, Hainu Kamaisa. So what does it mean? You either have one direction or you have 2 days. That's the same exact thing. So the Gemara explains that Hachi Kamrile Rabbanan L'Rebbe Eliezer. What Rabbanan are saying to Rebbe Eliezer is as follows. Yata Moda, do you not agree to me? Will you agree to me? She'ein Marvin Liom Echad Chetzel Tzafon V'Chetzel Darum. So Chacham hold say to Rebbe Eliezer, do you not agree to me that you can't say on one Shabbos, I want to go the first half of the day, have an Erev go to the east, and the second half of the day, I want to have an Erev go to the west. You certainly can't split one day up into two halves. So just like you can't split one day up into two halves, you also can't split 2 days, a Yom Tov and a Shabbos, into two different Erevim. It's all connected. So Rabbi Eliezer gives the obvious response, Amr Lehen Aval. Correct. It's a way of saying true, MS. But there's a big difference. Rabbi Eliezer says, Aval, you're right. Chacham say back, Kishem Shein Marvin Leom Yecha. So just like you agreed to me that one day, you can't split Chetzi L'Darum, Chetzi L'Tzafon, half the day will be the north, half the day will be south. Kach ein marvin l'sheyamim, yom echad l'mizrach v'yom echad l'marv. So too, you can't split up 2 days in a row, one to the east and one to the west. It's all one unit, it's all kedusha achas. So Rebbe Eliezer responds now, hasam kedusha achas. On one Shabbos, one 24-hour period of Shabbos, that all days agree that's one kedusha, you can't split it up. Hacha, here, we're talking about a Yom Tov and a Shabbos, shtei kedushos. Shabbos and Yom Tov are very different days, and you're not bound from one to the next. So that's not a raya, just because a Shabbos you can't split up into two halves. So it doesn't mean Yom Tov and Shabbos can't be split up. So Rabbi Eliezer holds two kedushos, and you can't have a separate area for Yom Tov and Shabbos, while Chacham holds even two Shabbos Yom Tovs are considered one unit, kedusha achas. So now Rabbi Eliezer responds back, Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, Iyata meodim, do you not agree to me? Shim Eir Baragla Biyom Rishon, Mar Baragla Biyom Sheni. That if you make an Erev, you walk Thursday night for Yom Tov Rishon on Friday, you walk in Yom Rishon, you have to go Mar Baragla Biyom Sheni. You go back Friday night to make a second Erev, V'nechal Eruvei Biyom Rishon. Let's say you decide instead of walking Baragla, you use the piece of Suda. So you put the Suda there Thursday night, and then you came back and it wasn't there. It was Biyom Sheni Nechal Eruvo. The Eruv was eaten by the time Friday night set in. Biyom Rishon Ein Yotzin Ala Biyom Sheni. So then if it was eaten on day one on Friday, so the Eruv wasn't around, the Suda wasn't around for Yom Tov Sheni for the second day, for Friday night, then they wouldn't have an Eruv for the second day. In other words, you agree that you need that Eruv to last for both days. So Amr Lo Aval. The Chacham say, I agree to you. If the Suda is not there for Friday night, it will not serve as an Eruv for Shabbos. So, halai, what does this mean? Beis Kedusha saying, certainly that means Beis Kedusha, because if it weren't really to be one Kedusha, all you really need is the Erev to be there Thursday night, and that's going to last for the next 40 hours of Kedusha Achas. So for the fact that you require the Erev to be present also for Friday night, for the second day, clearly indicates that they're two separate Kedushas. So, Chacham, are you confused? Is it either Kedusha Achas, or is it Shei Kedushas? To which the Gemara answers, Rabbanan, Svuki, Mesafke, they are in doubt, Lehu v'hachal l'chumr, hachal l'chumr. They're machmir in both ends. They're machmir in that maybe it's one Kedusha Achas, and therefore you can't change directions for day two, but they're also machmir, maybe it's Shei Kedushas, in which case if the Erev is not around for the second day, it doesn't work for the second day. So the Gemara says that Amrulei, Rabbi Eliezer, say to Rabbi Eliezer, Iatamode. So Chacham said back to Rabbi Eliezer, do you not agree to me? Shein ma'arvin b'tchila m'yom tov l'shabbos. Do you not agree to me that you're not allowed to make an Erev from Yom Tov to Shabbos? If I were to establish an Erev on Yom Tov itself, it doesn't work for Shabbos. So why not? If you hold Rabbi Eliezer that there's Shei Kedushos, why can't you place an Erev on Friday Yom Tov to make it work for Shabbos? You only agree that you could do it Bein HaShemashos, but why can't you do it Yom Tov to Shabbos, the two different Kedushos? And the Gemara is going to give the obvious answer that we have in mind. So Amar Le, Aval, you're right. Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree. You can't make an Erev for Yom Tov onto Shabbos, for Shabbos. Aval halai kedusha achas. Why can you make a erev on Yom Tov Friday to Shabbos? Must be because you think that's one unit. Kedusha achas. You either make it Thursday night. If you don't make it Thursday night, you lost your chance to make an erev because it's all one kedusha achas. So Rebbe Eliezer says nothing to do with kedusha achas. Rebbe Eliezer says ahasa mishum hachana, whole different purpose, whole different reason. Hachana, we know that you can't prepare from Yom Tov on the Shabbos for getting an erev tafshilim right now. You can't prepare from erev Shabbos to Yom Tov, Yom Tov to Shabbos. Only chol you compare from chol to a Shabbos or from chol to Yom Tov. But from a Yom Tov to Shabbos, a Shabbos to Yom Tov, that's not allowed. So the reason why you can't set up an erev from Yom Tov to Shabbos has nothing to do with Shei Kedushas or Kedush Shachas. Has to do with not being able to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So this whole debate is very important in terms of many halachas of erev tafshilim. But we have Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Shei Kedushos, and Chachamim are unclear whether it's one or two, and therefore they're machmir on all ends. The Gemara now says, last three lines here of the Amun here, Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us that Eir Biraglev B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arv Biraglev B'Yom Sheni. A person makes an Eir by walking for day one, which is Thursday night into Friday. Then he could go again and make the one for Friday night by walking to that same place as well. Let's say he sets it up using a Suda. If it's Nechal Eruve B'Yom Rishon, so he sets up a Suda for Thursday night, so that was there, B'Yash Mashos, he has an error for all Friday. But let's say on Friday at some point, B'Yom Rishon, it gets eaten, Ein Yonzi Allah B'Yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Divrei Rebbe, it doesn't work, because Rebbe holds that the Shtei Kedushos, that you need that error to be set up for each day independently. If the Suda is not there for Friday night, it doesn't work for Shabbos, you don't have an error there for a Shabbos, so Rebbe holds, it's important to know who's saying what right now, Rebbe holds Shtei Kedushos. You need an Erev for each independent day. Comes along Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Harei, going on to Amr Beis now, Harei Zeh Chamar Gama, which was a way of actually learning the other day, that's where like the donkey and camel pulling the guy, he's stuck in both directions, he can't go either way. So he says, no, you're stuck here. Why are you stuck? So take a look at the top Rashi here, on Amr Beis here, Harei Zeh Chamar Gama, Dilma Chada Kedusha, he's not sure. Maybe Shabbos Yom Tov is one Kedusha, maybe it's two Kedushas. If it's one Kedusha, so then actually the Erev I set up Thursday night was a good Erev. So therefore, V'kana Erev L'shnei Yamim, V'hifsid Alpayim Shekeneged Eruvo. So if I set up, let's say, Thursday night to go to the east, so that's going to work for the next 2 days. I can only go to the east, I can't go to the west at all. V'im V'kan Lokana Klum El Alpayim Sheyulo below Erev. The Dilma, perhaps, base Kedusha, say maybe really that's two Kedushos, and what I said Thursday night only worked for Friday. But now, Shabbos, I can't go out all the way to the east. I only can go the regular amount, but I can't go the full amount because maybe the Erev of day one doesn't work. So therefore, what Rabbi Huda says is, since you lost the Erev for the second day, I'm stuck to only go one direction, only 1,000 amos extra, but I can't go the other direction because maybe the Erev did work, maybe the Erev didn't work, and you're kind of stuck because of a suffix, similar to Shitas Chachamim. Comes along now, and just pay attention to who's saying what. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, Omrim, they both hold, Erev Biraglov Barishon, Ein Ma'ar Biraglo B'Sheni. If you set up an Erev by walking there for Thursday night, day one, you don't need to go day two, because they assume it's Kedusha Achas. Whatever you did Thursday night carries through the next 48 hours. If you did Nechal Eruve B'Yom Rishon, if you used the Suda, and it was eaten on day one, doesn't make a difference, you could still be Yotze Lava B'Sheni, because you don't need to establish a second Erev for Friday night, because he is certain that's definitely Kedusha Achas. So we have in the Braisa here is all three opinions. Again, Rebbe held that's Vadei Shei Kedushos. The end here, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel and Rabbi Shmuel both hold that's Vadei Kedusha Achas, and Rabbi Huda holds it's a Safek, and therefore he's Machmir in the middle. So those are three possible Shitas that we have. So the four lines down now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Halacha, Kirebi Kedal Zakenim Halalu, Valiba, the Rebbe Eliezer. We hold like the four Zakenim, who hold like a Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Shnei Kedushos Heim. That it's Shnei Kedushos, that whatever is established on day one has no impact on day two. You have to set up a separate Erev for day two. That's Rabbi Eliezer, and there are four Zakenim who hold this way. Who are the four Zakenim? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which we just said above, they actually held Kedusha Achas. So we're going to address that steer in just a second. But according to this statement, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka both hold that Shtei Kedushos, and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimasa, they all hold that it's like Rabbi Eliezer. Vigid Amri, others say, Chad Munayu, Rabbi Eliezer. One of them is really Rabbi Eliezer, holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Umafik, and they take out Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimasa, he's not supposed to be on the list. Either way, we have four Zakenim, a whole like Rabbi Eliezer, that Shtei Kedushas, that's how we paskim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Brar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ipcha Shemin Alei, we just saw above that they held it's Kedusha Achas. How could you now quote them saying it's Shtei Kedushos? And the Gemara says, Ipcha Sheminale, we heard the opposite, so Ipach, let's switch around what they had said. And really, in the previous Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka actually said they are Shtei Kedushos. But the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, Hainu Rebbe, that's exactly what Rebbe said. In the Brisa just above, we had that Rebbe was the one who held the Shtei Kedushos. And at the end, we said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka hold the Kedusha Achas. So now he's the same thing as Rebbe. So, but we presented them as Machlokas. And the Gemara says the Ema v'chein Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'chulo that we wanted to add on, and they also hold like Rebbe that Shnei Kedushos, in which case everything works out very nicely now. So these are the four Zakenim who hold like Rebbe Eliezer that Shnei Kedushos. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Now Lichshav Nami Rebbe, what about Rebbe himself? Rebbe, we just quoted on Amar Alf and not Brisa that he clearly said Shnei Kedushos. So it really should be Chamisha Zakenim, five Zakenim, and add Rebbe to that same list. The Gemara says, Rebbe Tanela Velo Savrela. Rebbe taught the Brisa, but it doesn't mean Rebbe held L'shitaso. He didn't held the Halalach L'maisa to pass him that way. The Gemara says, just like you said, Rebbe quoted Brisa, but it didn't held that way. Maybe Rabbanan Nami Tanela Velo Savrela. Maybe Rabbanan also. When we quoted Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, maybe they just quoted the Brisa, but maybe that wasn't their position. The Gemara says, no, Rav Gamri Gamrile. Rav had a tradition, he had a Masorah, that Rebbe quoted a brisa but didn't pass in the way, but he had a different tradition that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel both quoted the brisa and also pass in that way as well. So we only have four zakeinim who hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's how we in fact pass him. So Gemara now says, Kinach nafshe de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna had died, Ail Rav Chista lemirme de Rav Adrav. So Rav Chista had entered in to visit Rav Huna while he was dying, and he asked the following question about Astira in Rav. We just saw above that Rav said the statement that the four Zakenim hold like Rabbi Eliezer, they pass in Shnei Kedushos. But there's another statement that Rav seems to indicate that we hold Kedusha Achas. What's that statement? So mi amar Rav halacha kedal Zakenim valiba de Rabbi Eliezer, damar Shnei Kedushos hein? Does Rav really hold that there's Shnei Kedushos? For ha idmar, don't we have a statement that Shabbos v'Yom Tov, back-to-back days, Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. If a Beitz is born late on day one on Shabbos, it's Asur on Yom Tov. So why is that? It must be because Kedusha Achas. Because we know in a regular Shabbos, a Beitz that's born or laid on Shabbos, it's Asur that whole Shabbos. If it's late on Yom Tov, it's Asur that whole Yom Tov. But if it's back-to-back days, Yom Tov to Shabbos, so if there's Shnei Kedushos, so they're two different days. So one would be allowed to have on the next day. The fact that Rav Asers a Nolda B'Shabbos even on the next day must be that they're all one unit, it's all Kedusha Achas. So the Gemara gives the answer, which you're probably all thinking, no, nothing to do with Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushos. The reason why Rav says you can't have a Beta Shenolda B'Yom Tov, you can't have on Shabbos, not because he holds Kedusha Achas, rather, Amar Rabba, Hasam Mishim Hachana, because of Hachana, the Tanya, V'haya B'yom HaSheshi, V'chinu Chol Meichin LeShabbos, V'chol Meichin LeYom Tov. The Pasuk says on the sixth day, B'yom HaSheshi V'chinu, you're supposed to do all the Shabbos preparations on Friday on Chol. So only Chol, you're going to do Hachana from Chol to Shabbos, or from Chol to Yom Tov. However, ve'ein Yom Tov mechin the Shabbos, ve'ein Shabbos mechin the Yom Tov. But you can't repair from a Shabbos to Yom Tov, nor from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos. So the reason why a Beit Shenolda B'Yom Tov is also a Shabbos, it has to do with Hachana, nothing to do with Kedusha Achas versus Shtei Kedushas. There's a very interesting Tosos here. Tosos points out, Dear Maschel ve'ein Yom Tov mechin the Shabbos. It's also a Tosos in the beginning of Beitza, that he has two different Midrashim, whether or not the Mon had fallen on Yom Tov or not. We know it certainly did not fall on Shabbos. That's certainly true. That's where we learn you have to do a chana from before Shabbos. But there's two midrashim that one indicates it didn't fall on Yom Tov either, and therefore a chana must be done before Yom Tov. But there is another midrash that indicates that it actually did fall on Yom Tov, which indicates that maybe Yom Tov would not be a problem of a chana. We certainly do assume that one cannot do a chana. You must do a chana of chol to Yom Tov as well. Gemara now says halfway down the page here. Amalei Abayi says Ella Hadatan the Mishnah, which teaches us that Ketad Hu Ose. How should one do this? Molicho Berishon Umachshalav Venola Ubalo Besheni Machshalav Ocha. So the din is that you're supposed to take day one, Thursday night, and bring your Erev there and stay there for Banish Mashos, take it back with you, and then Besheni day two, then Friday night you should be Machshalav Ocha, you could take it there as well, and you can eat it there if you want. Ubalo, then you can come back home. So the Gemara says, how is that allowed? Ha Kamechin Miyamtif L'Shabbos. When I'm going on Friday, so right, it's Friday's Yom Tov. I'm going Friday back, Friday night to that same spot. I want to keep my Erev there. Isn't that considered that Yom Tov is being Mechen for Shabbos now? Because I'm saying the Erev Tchum as Shabbos sets in, I'm being Mechen from Yom Tov to Shabbos? And the Gemara says, no, that's not Hachana. Amale Rabbi. Rabbi says, Mi savra sof hayom kona? Who says that the end of a day, that the end of Friday, when it's still Yontif, is when the Erev is established? It says, Tchilas yom kona Erev. It's the beginning of the next day, meaning it's when Seis sets in, that's when the Erev kicks in which case it's Shabbos Mechin L'Asma. Shabbos itself is preparing for itself. So we had that machlokas earlier. Is it when we have the Banish Marshals, is it the end of the previous day, which is the beginning of Banish Marshals, that's kona, or is it the end of Banish Marshals, which is really the beginning, the Tchilas of the next day? So Gemara says it's not the end of the previous day, that's Kona. It's not Yontif in the Shabbos. It's the beginning of the next day. It's Shabbos. Right when Shabbos begins, that moment is when the Erev is established. So in which case, Shabbos prepares for itself, which is completely fine. And that's how an Erev Tchum works. So the Gemara says, El Miyat, if that's the case, that we're always assuming it's Sof Hayom, rather Tchilas Hayom, the beginning of the next day, is what's Kona. If you go back to the case, the Gemara says, El Miyata, Yarvu Belagin. So how come the case of Lagin and that Tivil Yom didn't work? Remember the Tivil Yom we had, where he had Tevil, and he wanted to separate the Tevil when it's Seis. He says, okay, I want the Tevil to kick in. The Trumas and Maaser are separated once Seis kicks in. I want to rely on that Erev. So the Gemara says, it works in terms of Trumas and Maaser. That once Seis kicks in, the Trumas and Maaser are separated. However, it doesn't work as an Erev, because the problem is the Erev only kicks in after Seis, and that's too late. So why didn't it work? If we're saying right now that Tchilas Yom is when the Erev Tchum kicks in, so it should work. When if I'm the Tivil Yom, I say I want the Erev to work when the Trumas and Maaser are separated, which is Seis, so that's the moment we're looking for. Seis, Tchilas Yom, is when the Erev should kick place. Why did the Braisa say earlier that that doesn't work? It should work if it all goes about when Seis kicks in. And the Gemara says it's a different reason there, because Ba'in and Suda Haru'uya Mibo'od Yom Vulekam. There are two different points. We mentioned this in the past. There's one question of the Zman, when does a Kinyan take place? But there's another caveat that's necessary, is that the Suda must be fit for eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Why is that? That's the din, whatever the din is. Not because it takes effect, Erev Yontif, but there's a criteria that the Suda must be edible Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, and then if it's edible Erev Mibod Yom, then when Seis kicks in, you can rely on that Suda. So in this particular case, by the Tivil Yom, it was still Tevil. It only was no longer Tevil when Seis kicked in, but Mibod Yom, it was Tevil, and not Ruya to be eaten. So therefore, for technicality, it doesn't work. But it doesn't go against the klal that in the end of the day, we still paskin, Tchilas Hayom, Teis HaKochavim, is when the Erev Tchum kicks in. So Gemara now says, Ella, Hadetan, that which the Mishnah teaches us, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tif HaSamech LeShabbos, Bein Milfaneha, Bein Milachareha, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim. We had in the beginning of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Daf here, that if it's back-to-back days, Shabbos, Yom Tif Shabbos, you have to make two separate Eruvim. So, Haba'inan, Suda Haruya, Mibod Yom Veleka. So now this case is as follows. So let's say Rabbi Eliezer said you could have two different directions. So let's say Friday, which is day one of Yontif, I could go to the east and set up an Erev there. And now I could take that same Erev on Yontif and bring it to me for the Shabbos for Friday night to have a different direction. That's allowed. As long as the Suda is still allowed, I can take the meal there and the meal here. Now the problem is, and the Gemara is pointing out, that Mibod Yom, by Ben Hashmashos, I can't have that meal. Because I'm going, that's to the east. That's 2,000 amos to the east. Now, for the west, I want to go to the Shabbos to the west. When Ben Shmashos is coming in, now that Ben Shmashos kicks in, I can't get that meal anymore. It's out of my direction. It's the opposite direction now. Once I want to go 2,000 amos to the west, I can't reach the east anymore. East, I'm cut off. I can't leave my borders, even one amma to the east. So that's not considered a Suda. That's a Ruya Mibeod Yom. How is that able to be taken place? So the Gemara says, no. Whoever said, the Gemara answers, Mi savas demonichla besof apayim amma lekan? Who said it's a situation where Rabbi Eliezer says you could go to two different directions? It doesn't mean I place the Erev the last 2,000 amas away, where it's inaccessible for the turning over to Shabbos to the next day. No, I put it only 1,000 amos away. I didn't use my extension. So the way it works, just to be clear here, normally if I'm in the center of a city, I have 2,000 amos in both directions. That's normal. If I want to add an Erev Tchum, I could do an Erev Tchum at the east 2,000 amos. I get another 2,000 amos. I get a total of 4,000 amos to the east and zero to the west. But I could also only add another 1,000 amos to the west, which means I would get 3,000 amos to the west, and I could still get 1,000 amos to the east. I have 4,000 amos to work with, in essence. I could break it out however I want. I could do, 3,999 and one amma, or I could do anything in between. So it's a situation not where I went 4,000 amos total to the east and nothing to the west. I went only 3,000 amos to the east and 1,000 to the west, in which case I put at the end of only 1,000 amos, and I can still access it to use for the very next day. That's what the Gemara says. Again, lo, The case demonachla besof elef ama. I place the Eruv at the end of 1,000 amos to the west, which gives me another 2,000 amos, 3,000 amos to the west, but I still get 1,000 amos to the east, so I could still access it even on Ben Hashmasho. So again, demonachla besof elef ama lakan, besof elef ama lakan. Let's finish off the daf, and I should have a few minutes for questions. I apologize for rushing through. So the Gemara then says, Ella, Hadam Rav Yehuda, Eruv Biraglav Yom Rishon, Marv Biraglav Yom Sheni. So Rav Yehuda says, a person makes an Eruv on day one with Raglav, he walks to the place for day one. He can be Marv Biraglav Yom Sheni, he can walk to that second place Friday night to set up an Eruv, the same place, a different place. Eruv Bipas Biyom Rishon, if he uses bread to set up Eruv on day one, Biyom Rishon, Marv Bipas Biyom Sheni. So then he could set up with Suda on day two. So he asks the question again, the Ha'aka Mechin Yomtiv LeShabbos. But when he goes from Yomtiv to Shabbos, isn't that a problem of being Mechin from Yomtiv to a Shabbos? If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says here, the last five narrow lines, Rashi says, Ha'aka Mechin Kim V'Shem'ar B'Ragla B'Sheini Yomtiv LeShabbos. When you're going on day two, which is Friday into Shabbos, so from Yomtiv into Shabbos, and you're walking on Friday, B'Shem'am Arab B'Sheini B'Pas Tirtas, that if you're using the Suda, that makes sense. The Tchilas Hayom, Kona, Erev, the Erev de Pas, Bishtika, Mimela Kani. Because if I'm bringing bread, so this makes sense. I bring the bread Friday night, and there we know that's Tchilas Yom, which is Seis, is when the Suda, the Erev takes place, takes effect. That Shabbos Mechen Atzmo. El Erev Biragav, I'm walking to the place, not using bread, I'm walking. Saka Daitach, the Havamina here is, the Baila Meimar, Shvisasi Bimakomi. I need to say the words, my Shvisa is in this place. You can't have kavana of the beginning of the day. You have to say the words Shri Sasi Bimakomi before Banish Marshall kicks in. I can't say on a regular Shabbos, on a regular Yantav, I can't say, you know, I want to go tomorrow, I want to go to the Yankee game. That's, you can't speak about Hachana on Shabbos like that. So Yantav to Shabbos, I also can't speak about Hachana. I can't do Hachana. I can't even speak about Hachana. So right now, the Havamina here is that when it comes to Suda, I don't have to say a thing. I can just pop my Suda down here, and then Mimela, when Seis kicks in, my Erev takes effect. But if I'm going to walk there, so when I walk there, it's not enough to just walk. I need to actually articulate the words, Shri Sasabim Komi, and you must say that Mibod Yom, on Yantav still. So when I go there Friday afternoon, right before Shkia comes in, I'm going to say, Shri Sasabim Komi, and then when Ben Shmash carries through, I've been koning my Shvisa for Shabbos. But I said those words on Yantav. Isn't that Hachana from Yantav to Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Amr Lei, Mi Savras Da'azov Amr Mide. Who says he goes to that place and actually says something? Da'azov Ashasik V'Yosef. He just goes and sits. He sits there. He sits there, Yantif, and Mimela kicks in, the kinnon kicks in. Kiman, who is this like? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Damar Chefte Hefker Konim Shvisa. There's a Gemara with later on we're going to see that if a person is allowed to rely on a Hefker to make a kinnon. Normally you would imagine if I'm making a kinnon of a Shvisas of a Erev, I need to use my property. But there's a machlokas, I'm allowed to actually use a hefker. If the items that are hefker, it works. Now, why that works exactly, Rashi doesn't fill in the gap so much here, but it's really taloi on another machlokas about whether or not a person who falls asleep and where he wants to establish an Erev, will that work while he's sleeping? Can the Erev kick in when you're sleeping? I can't make an acquisition if I'm sleeping. I can't do anything, but it doesn't work by Erev. So it's a machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thinks it does work. Even if I'm sleeping, and I'm sleeping in the place where I want to go, I'm not awake when Ben Shmashos, the air will actually kick in. I don't really need much das. I don't need much awareness. I'm just being there. I'm present. That's sufficient. Well, Chacham say you have to be awake. So just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if you're sleeping, the air kicks in. So too, if I use a hefker, that also works. His standards of saying an air is very low. And the person who's sleeping, and Chafse Hefker, is all allowed. So just like that's allowed here as well. He's the one who holds. You could just go to that place by Yantav and the Shabbos, not say a word, and the Erev's going to kick in. There's a very low threshold of what's going to establish an Erev. That's all the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But the Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. You could even say Rabbanan would agree to this, that all you have to do is just walk to the place and stay silent. Meaning only by the case where the guy was sleeping did Chachamim think it doesn't work. So Afilu Tamer Rabbanan Ad Kan Lo Pali Pligi Rabbanan Alad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He only argued El Biyashim when the guy is sleeping. Delo Matzi Amar, where the guy went sleeping, he can't say a thing. So then he says the guy is sleeping, the Erev doesn't work. Aval Benir, if the guy is awake, Di Bayim Lameimar Matzi Amar. If he wanted to, he can. Even though Lamaisi didn't, but he had the potential to say something if he wanted to. Afa Gabdul Amr, even though he didn't, we have that concept that Kolar Roy Labila, Bila, anything that's fit to be mixed is considered mixed, even though it's not actually mixed. Here as well, since he's awake and could have said something, we consider it as if he said something, and even Rabbanan would agree, in this particular case, it should work. The Afa Gabdul Amr, Kiman Damar Dami, it's as if he actually did say something, and everybody agreed that all you have to do is go to that place and just sit there, not say a thing, and the air would actually work. Okay, we'll stop here. I apologize for rushing through. I need to catch the Slichas by 5 minutes. If any questions, you remember the questions?